This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Did you guys happen to see what Dave's autograph looks like? My son Milo can autograph something better than Dave's signature. It looks like it says, duh. Raz.
I don't need to write the whole thing. If I want to make it say Da Raz, I'll make it say Da Raz. And I'm sorry, I was not born with a silver hockey spoon in my mouth.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Oh, hang on. This is us. I wasn't prepared. I was planning ahead, but now I'm ready.
On 98.7 ESPN.
I gotta be honest with you, I can't believe you did that. You roasted me?
I had to.
I'm so nice to you. You should hear the way I speak about you when you're not around.
I love you like a brother. I was disappointed. That, I mean, people want your autograph for a reason. The show off, they were with DiPietro and Rothenberg, not Rick DiPietro and DeRaz.
Why? DeRaz could be like my stage name.
It actually says DeRaz. It's outstanding.
Doesn't say,
and that's probably one of the better ones. The scary part is that's probably one of the better ones that I saw.
Now look, I saw that on Twitter as well. Look at his signature. You really can make out that that's Rick DiPietro.
Are you joking? Or are you,
no.
Are you serious?
No, it doesn't. I mean, I see this big loops. I don't know what's happening there.
So that doesn't look like an R-I-C-K-D-I-P.
I don't have it in front of me at the moment. When I saw it before, I did see the Rick, and then it looked like DePeel.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Rick DePiel.
Oh, maybe that's the J. Will. I probably signed that one for J. Will.
Yeah. Maybe it's DePierre. You signed DePierre? Here, I found it. All right, let me look at this now. All right, it's Loopy. No, I see Rick. I can make out the Rick. I
Dave
see like
Rothenberg from Rothenberg and DePierre.
I see like to something. This that does not say DePietro. DePietro doesn't say anything like that.
It more resembles DePietro than Raz does Rothenberg.
Okay, I will give you that his signature closer resembles his name than mine does. But if you looked at that signature, you can tell that says to you Rick DePietro.
It says Rick D, and there's a Rick DP and a 39 on it.
So you know what it's like? It's like a game show. It's like we're going to give you clues, and now you have to bring yourself to the finish line. Rick, I see. I got the D. I got the P. Then there's squiggles and in a loop and 39 in the loop.
So there's got to be some element. Well, there's got to be some element of kind of like sexiness to it. And you got to also
mine's sexy. Look at what I do with the T.
It looks like an infant did it. Like the kid that had his hand in his mouth the entire baseball game could have signed the autograph better.
That kid is not well now because he's come down with some kind of an infection.
No, no. If he's not sick,
of course,
I mean,
if
that
he's
kid
not,
has.
Please, he's at the doctor right now.
His whole hand was in his mouth.
Literally.
It started
with the thumb. And then once he got chocolate, like, on his palm, then that went in his mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
It was really a sight
to
see. Oh, my God. A germaphobe would have run out of Citi Field shrieking yesterday.
My wife would have thrown up.
Shrieking.
I'm not joking.
Oh, it was a lot. 1-800-919-3776. This portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Again, yesterday was, I think it's fair, one of the great days to say in the show history. It had everything. The show was good. The attendance was great. The weather was phenomenal. The Mets game was excellent. The company brought food and drink, and I wanted a water thrown to me. There were games. There was the Mets game. There was the sun. It was just at the Mets win. It had everything you could hope for yesterday. Everything.
Actually, RJ, tell me if you agree with this or not. The funniest part of yesterday was when Dave... When
what did
Dave
I do saw, now?
When Dave saw Joe Leo for the first time and didn't realize it was
Oh, oh no.
How did that go? I didn't
know if we were going to go here.
I didn't think we were, but apparently anything goes.
Oh, no.
Who the hell are you?
Oh, no. You got to tell it now.
All right, well, I haven't really met Joe Leo.
This isn't your fault, because when I'll set you up a little bit.
Okay.
So you hosted for a long time. You no longer do Saturdays on the station.
Correct.
For the longest time, because of COVID, you did not come in.
That's accurate.
During that time, we hired a new producer.
We'll call him Joe Leo.
Named Joe Leo.
Right.
In that time, he would produce your show on Saturday. But again, you were not here, so you never saw him. And then
yesterday,
a moment happened.
Joe Leo was there.
Uh-huh.
And he came up to me and he's like, hey, how you doing? I was like, great. Nice to meet you. I was like, what's your name? He's like, Joe. I was like, Joe, really great to meet you. Thanks so much for everything. When I said thanks so much for everything, he probably thought I meant the work he was doing. And then I said, would you like me to sign something for you? and he's like, I'm Joe Leo. I was like, oh, Joe Leo. And then he introduced me to his dad.
Was that his wife or his girlfriend with him, too?
This is his girlfriend, yeah.
Oh, how embarrassing is that?
Well, she was not there when that went down.
You want to sign something for your kid?
How would I know?
Oh, my goodness.
I thought I was being nice.
Quick photo op.
I don't think that I'm at fault here. How would I know what a person looks like that I don't know?
Why would you just assume that he wants an autograph and a picture, though?
Well, I didn't assume. I was trying to be nice. I was trying to be a gentleman.
Well,
the 40 people before Joe Leo were like, oh, Dave, big fan. Can I get a picture? Can I get an autograph? I'm like, of course. That'll be my pleasure. And I do that. Thanks so much for listening to the show. And then you move on. Next person. Dave, huge fan. What would you like? Oh, can I get an autograph? Can you take a picture? Of course. Then 30 people later, now it's Joe Leo. Hey, would you like an autograph? Would you like a picture? I'm Joe Leo.
Let's be honest. You know, this is the moment. And I'm confident.
Don't you dare.
No, I'm confident you'll come back to us. You're Gordon Bombay right now in like the second Mighty Ducks, where you have the cardboard cutouts. Like you saw it yesterday. Yeah. You saw your
vats of hair gel.
You saw your imprint on the people.
There was a woman who said to me, and I swear to God this is true, as I'm leaving, how does it feel to be Jesus Christ?
Oh my goodness. Because you're a martyr?
And I don't know what she exactly meant, because I was trying to get out to the car.
There's a lot of ways that can go.
Since we're telling all the stories.
Yeah.
Rick, at one point, I don't know when this happened. I'm talking to a listener. I'll leave his name out just for his own relationship status. He goes, hey, just wanted to let you know, my wife thinks that you're really handsome. And I wasn't there for the exchange. I only got his version. What do you think Rick's immediate response was?
What does she look like?
No.
What's her number?
If you want to pass along her number, I'll give her a shout.
Yeah, of course.
With a wink.
Of course. Did he say, I'll give her a shot?
Give her a shout.
Oh, a shout.
I don't know exactly what he said.
No. Came out a shout. Maybe it meant to be shout.
Yeah, he meant shout. No, Rick, how do you explain that?
I can't recall. I can't recall such an incident.
There were a bunch of things that he did that he may not remember.
I mean, Mike Brouncher is.
Mike Brouncher remembers.
Still feeling the effects.
I think he liked it, though. That's why I gave him a second one.
You kissed him on the mouth?
What? No, it was on a purpose. He came in, the second one was, but he came in, like, we're in, like, all of a sudden, because he's so bougie now that we're in, like, in France, and we're going to go kiss me, but it was on the lips.
I know what it was. You thought he was wearing a beret.
I couldn't tell what the hell he was wearing.
Right, that's what it was. You thought he was wearing a beret. You thought Parisian. You got carried away in the moment.
Yes.
And a double kiss on the mouth.
That's right.
I won! I can't believe it!
you were on the K-Show yesterday.
I was.
We have some audio from how that went down. Let's take a little listen.
Is a cheap bastard, so I just thought he'd be happy to not have to pay for the plate. Rick's one of the few people who I could expect to pay for the plate. And it's actually, you know, but for both of them, it's a trek into the city. I didn't know that I actually expected either of them to truly want to go. And maybe I miscalculated.
And are you willing to apologize, Rick, that maybe making fun of the wedding was overstepping your bounds just a bit?
I might have been overstepping. Right. I will admit that. I mean, I'm at a point now where I'm so hurt that I potentially may or may not have, can't be sure. Kiss Brouncher on the lips twice today at the tailgate. I'm not sure I did. I think I might have.
Okay.
And that's how affected I have been by this.
Okay. Wow. Dave was the one who sounded legitimately angry, Don.
Dave is hurt, and I can tell you one thing, too. Dave with a Sharpie marker signing autographs today looked like he was signing with his feet. It's the most disgusting version of an autograph you've seen in your life.
All right.
Now, a couple of things. Was hurt, continue to be hurt. That's for starters. Why do you have to deflect what's going on and bring in my signing of autographs? It had no place there in that conversation.
Well, he brought you in. But he brought you in. The beginning of that cut, which is not cut well, sorry, RJ, was him calling you a cheap, I'm not going to say the word because I'll get dumped because God forbid I say anything. He called you cheap.
No, it's there.
Where does that come from?
That's totally my fault, by the way. That's not RJ's.
I'd like to ask the three of you right now. Do you, and if you do, you could tell me honestly. Do you look at me as being cheap?
No.
I never said that.
Have I ever been cheap with anybody the show, at the station, ever?
Never. You're gracious.
I'd like to think so.
With your time, with your banana.
No, I mean, if you guys said to me, Dave, can I borrow some money? I bring in, you know, I bring in pastries for these guys to the point where they're like, all right, Dave, you got to stop bringing pastries. Like, I never, and you could tell me if I'm wrong, I never thought of myself as being cheap.
Never. So I felt like I had to let them know how like upset you were.
And I think it's more hurt. Here's how it is. I like Peter a lot, and I consider him to be a friend. Like one of my closest friends? No, but certainly a friend. And he's having a huge life moment. We had a huge life moment. I made sure to invite Peter. He's having a huge life moment. He's making sure to not invite me. And then going one up there and saying, you know, if we have a second batch of invitations, he can get involved with that. So how am I supposed to feel?
Yeah, see, I think it was the whole second batch of invitations that really bothered me the most. And I actually said to them when they first brought me on, because I wasn't going to call in, but they, Anthony texted me, he asked, so I was like, you know what, I'll go on. But there was kind of this, is it the wedding, is it the text message? And I said, listen, I mean, Don, close friend, Michael, close friend, thought Peter was a close friend, and if you're going to send a text message like that, that has a suggestion, and you're a friend, great. More than happy to go back and forth, it's a good idea, it's not a good idea, that's what friends do. You not inviting Dave and I to the wedding, which, I mean, tells me that we're really not that kind of friend.
That's right.
So maybe keep those suggestions to yourself.
Yeah, maybe you should. And I didn't like the suggestion. And my lack of response, I think, was evident in not liking that suggestion. I thought it was a nasty suggestion to us. And I thought other party also involved in that suggestion wasn't all that nice to them.
In all honesty, though, and this is not, I'm not going to ask Dave. I'm going to ask RJ and Raymond, too. Because, Dave, we're both hurt, as you can tell. How many people, if they knew that they were not the initial wave of reservations to your wedding, would be happy about being the second batch because the first batch said no?
You're just better off not knowing.
Right. Like if you knew, like if you had a buddy that wasn't that close, or you thought was close but apparently wasn't, and you didn't get the initial batch of invitations, and then all of a sudden you got one in the mail, and you called him and was like, hey, Jimmy, why is it so late? Did it get it? Lost? And he's like, no, funny story. We had a couples bow out, so you were the second batch. You're the second wave.
Yeah, who wants that? Who wants to be in the second wave?
I don't.
No, I don't either. And again, when he was not in the second wave of bar mitzvah invitations, he was right there at the top of the list. It was all the guys that I'm closest to at the station.
We were a team. And I think I assumed, again, right. My fault, that teammates
and that's,
invite
and that's
teammates.
Why it hurts. Now, will we go on? Of course. And do I still like him? Absolutely, I still like him. And I wish him nothing but happiness and success in his life, which I'm sure will be littered with great things. But
I thought he made a misstep, though. I tell you this, and I told him this in the air. I thought he made a misstep because he didn't invite Carlin either. And I said, big mistake. I mean, not only do you invite Carlin, you put him as a groomsman. Have
Why
him standing up
that?
Next to you.
Because you look better?
Oh, better. He looked like Jack LaLanne.
You said not inviting Carlin was a financial benefit to him because you I'm not going to repeat it. You said some mean things about Carlin in taking more plates than it is typical.
Isn't it like open season? Like you can eat what you can eat, no?
It's not a buffet wedding. It's a plate wedding.
No. But the appetizers, you got to figure he fills up at the appetizer. And then by the time you get to either your probably steak or fish, he's somewhat filled up, no?
Would you be the waiter or waitress that says no to him if he wants a pig in a blanket? Bite your hand off.
No, he probably says, listen, let me take that. And they say, you want one? No, give me
the
tray.
Just take the tray.
And then you go back in and get yourself another tray.
Just going to fill up my pockets here with something.
Are you still hungry? No, but for later.
These crab cakes?
So for later shrimp.
This is terrible. We shouldn't be doing this. I feel bad.
You started it.
I can't help myself.
This is what started this whole situation.
You know I can't help myself.
No, but just to let everybody know, there's no animosity. We love everyone at the station. We love Peter. We're just hurt that we're not invited to the wedding. That's it.
And we love too much. It's our own fault. We love too much.
That's right. I don't know where to draw the line. And that, in fact, is my issue. Let's get to a couple calls, and then we'll get to some stuff you missed. Let's go to Fran in Massapequa. Good morning, Fran. You're on 98.7.
What's up, fellas? It was a pleasure to meet you guys. What a wonderful atmosphere. And just winners all around. Winners all around. Just a great time.
It was great to meet you, Fran, really. I've been talking to you for years. to put a face to the voice was a pleasure for us.
Yeah, I'm not like you. I don't think I'm one of them radio guys. When you said the radio listeners have a certain look, so I think I'm out of that box. But I just love the radio. I grew up with my dad always in the car listening to. You remember Art Rush Jr. and Paul Harvey and guys like that. My dad liked the radio, and I was hooked. And you know, when I hear somebody who's good, and Dave, you, when I heard you. I just liked you. You know, it was just bang. I mean, you really, really good. And then you got your buddy there when you hooked up with the number one. Think about that. Rick, you were talking about it yesterday. It'd be nice to be called Stanley Cup champ, Rick DiPietro. But being the number one pick in the NHL draft, Rick DiPietro is awesome too, buddy.
It is awesome. But, Fran, I'm going to speak for him for a second. And I know this. And I know he's a humble guy. And he would never say, like.
I know that.
And
know,
it's great. And I'm sure that he loves that. But this guy wanted to win so badly that the number one pick is not the number one thing for him. The lack of ultimate winning, I think, is what probably upsets him more than the excitement of being number one. But that's just my opinion. Go ahead, Fran.
Yeah, and I know how he feels because I played fast pitch softball at a top level. And where there was one team we could never beat, it was CBS, a New York team. And we went 65-team tournament in Spokane, Washington. And we finished second. We lost to them in the championship, and I've never gotten over it. So, Rick, I understand where you're coming from, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, I understand your love for the game, and, I know. But just wanted to say, listen, you guys are awesome together. I don't want to get into the whole argument here because I've already been banned from I call another station also, but I've been banned in the morning over there because of that coward Boomer. And I've been banned in the afternoon because they found out one of the guys said, hey, why don't you go F Dave, you know, blah, 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 because they heard me calling you guys. So I guess I can't call. I got to call one station and nobody else. So I told them F you. So I've been feuding with them over that. But my point is this. You guys do a great job. I thank you so much for the time. I'm going to definitely try to come to the beach. And I just wanted to say that I love women. Just get that out there. But I saw Rick in the parking lot. Yeah, I was driving through the parking lot leaving, and you happened to be changing your shirt. I just want to know, were you in this good a shape when you played? Because, I mean, you know, God bless you, brother. God bless you. I love the show. And, you know, you guys do a great job, man. And I just, you know, thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, friend. We really appreciate you. So were you in this good a shape when you played?
Yeah. Yep.
You have straight heterosexual men who are ogling after you over.
I didn't realize I was giving anyone a show at the event.
There's always people around. What, were you stripped down naked in the parking lot?
It must have been after the radio show at Publicans. I went in the back and Cass was there, and I had to change because I wanted to make sure I put that jersey on.
What do you mean Cass was there? I didn't see Cass.
Oh, she dropped Brian, Mike, and my father-in-law off to come with us on the train.
And so she didn't want to come in and say hi to me?
Well, no, because she had to go run errands. Like, it was in and out, bang, bang, bang. And I wanted to put the beautiful T-shirt from the company on and then the jersey, so I had to take my Hawaiian shirt off. And Fran must have got a little taste.
And you see what you did to him?
I mean, what do you want me to tell you?
Listen, good for you.
Listen, we're not all of us are all of a sudden Ben McAdoo year two with the hair slick mask asking everyone if they want my autograph.
Is that a shot at me too?
Yeah.
Why?
It's because it's a guy you work with, and
no shot, really, like literally no shots at you. I beat you. I beat you in an event you said I would have no chance to beat you in, and I've kept it very quiet today. And every chance, autograph,
no,
body shaming, no. Wherever you can go, you go, huh?
I did not body shame you today.
I thought you looked
nice yesterday.
Nice yesterday.
No, here's the thing. The reason why, and I know you, and because I get in. And the reason I can say this with full confidence is because of when I go fishing for like the compliments, you won't give them to me because you know me too well. You know this is killing me inside, so you don't have to say anything.
How much did you think about the loss in pickleball from the moment in cornhole from the moment it happened to right now?
I haven't stopped thinking about it, and you know this. I'm gonna go to. I may go to cornhole camp.
I think you would. If anybody would, it'd be you.
To make sure that the beach bash, I'm solid.
Listen, you were not awful. You're just not as good as I am.
You had a day. Listen, you and the human greyhound shooter.
he's a tall, slinky man. RJ, I don't want to cut any more of your stuff you missed, so let's do stuff you missed.
Now.
See ya!
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The you missed.
Oh, what a time. I had Mike Brouncher texted me.
Did he say I'm a good kisser?
This is how good of a time had.
No,
he texted me. He goes, I legitimately forgot that Rick and I kissed until just now.
Oh,
what did he say about it?
He would have never even known it happened.
Ask him. Text him back. Ask him if he enjoyed it. Ask him if I'm a good kisser.
I said, oh, it happened. He said, it certainly did.
I won! I can't believe it!
You did win, Mike. Mets win with us in attendance yesterday. Thank you to everybody that came out. The food, everything. Who was it that was cooking, by the way? Chief?
Oh, it was Anthony.
No, it was Anthony. Yeah.
Fantastic. The whole grill set up, really great stuff.
That's his nickname, yeah, but it was Anthony, yeah.
Oh, he's the chief?
That's right.
Yeah, he's terrific. They all are.
Max Scherzer, really good. Gives up 2 runs, 1 earned. Strikes out 9/7. Scherzer has a 1 ERA, 1.03 in his last 4 outings. Mark Canna stays hot, another homer. Leads the Mets to a sweep of the, as Dave would say, Dirty Phillies.
Dirty Phillies.
Verlander tonight against Toronto, opposed by former Met Chris Bassett. This is actually sad. Noah Syndergaard.
Oh, I saw this.
He's in I'm being totally serious.
Dark place.
A dark place. Listen to this.
I was trying to make those adjustments, but just, you know, trying to make these big adjustments during starts or in between starts just isn't the easiest. You know, I'd give my hypothetical firstborn to be the old me again, and I'll do everything possible to get back to that. It's just, I'm still expected to go out there and compete, and today just fell behind.
Can I ask a serious question?
Broken man.
Hypothetical firstborn.
Was he crying?
It sounds like it.
God.
His ERA is up to 6.5. That was right after he gave up 5 runs on 7 hits, including 3 homers in a loss to the dead last place Nationals.
Oof. Was he crying? He just offered up his firstborn child.
Well, you can't argue with his dedication and his desperation to win. It'd be great.
Mike Brouncher, by the way, said the kiss was very beardy.
Oh, no.
But, that seems about right.
You kind of had like a 5 o'clock.
I'm perfectly shaved.
Between the two of you, though.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he meant his beard.
Well, why would he feel his beard?
Who knows? He doesn't remember it happening. So.
I have beautiful soft lips. I'm hurt. I'm offended.
Was there tongue?
Oh, boy.
I don't think so.
Okay. No one really knows.
There could have been. You're not 100% sure there was not tongue.
I can't be sure.
Not the answer you want to hear.
Now, I think that...
If you're Cassie, how do you feel about this? Is this cheating?
No, it's not cheating.
What do you mean? If that was a woman, she'd feel like it was cheating.
Right, does Brouncher look like a woman?
That's not the point.
I mean, he's got features, but I mean, no.
Brouncher, I think he took it as a challenge. I think the first one, he didn't know if it was an accident. He saw you come in for the second one.
He said, give me some more?
And he said, I'm not backing down from this.
Would you feel differently if he was wearing riding boots?
That's a whole separate case. I mean, I wish we got put on the kiss cam. We should have been on the kiss cam.
Giancarlo Stanton, Josh Donaldson, and Tommy Canley all activated by the Yankees ahead of their weekend series.
You never kiss me.
Is that what you want?
No, but I'd like to be wanted.
Oh, Rick will show you wanted.
Are you on tongue or not? I'll make out with you next. I'll beach bash. Me and you make out.
You see what he does to John Winthrop during commercial breaks?
Oh, yeah. It's very awkward.
It's hard not to. Come on. You have never thought of doing that?
No, never once.
He likes it.
I'm sure he does.
I think he does. They're all back for the weekend series against the Dodgers. Oswaldo Cabrera and Franchi Cordero sent down to Triple-A Scranton. Touchdown earlier, Nikola Jokic, triple-double, big win for Denver over the Heat. Jokic goes for 27, 14, and 10. I feel like you could just take that sentence and plop it into any game he plays in. Jamal Murray, very good as well, 26 points. Denver wins by 11 the game, not that close, though. Denver trailed for 34 seconds early in the game and led by as many as 24. Miami shoots 41%. Heat attempted a record playoff low, 2 free throws in the game.
That's amazing.
So... I'm sure there will be more attention paid to that. Tyler Hero could be back for Game 2 on Sunday, perhaps Game 3 at the latest next week. Brad Stevens wants Joe Mazzulla back.
Yeah, I think he is. I thought he, again, did a really good job with this group. He'll only get better at anything he can learn from this year because he's constantly trying to learn.
Trying to learn. Nick Nurse, new head coach of the Sixers, wants James Harden back.
James has a decision to make. I'd be very happy if he came back.
I'll be honest, not something I saw happening. I didn't see a groundswell for James Harden forming.
Did you see the report yesterday? I don't know if it was yesterday, but I saw it yesterday, that the Knicks are closely monitoring the Embiid situation. And
really?
It just completely falls apart in Philly. So,
how great would, could you imagine Embiid with the Knicks?
Embiid and Brunson?
How good would that be?
Real good.
Very good indeed. Adam Silver says a ruling is basically been decided on Ja Morant, but we won't hear about it until after the NBA Finals. Silver didn't say what the penalties were, but he did allude.
Doesn't sound good.
Yeah, he did allude to Morant not being available to start in the next season.
Well, wasn't there? Was I out of my mind yesterday?
Drunk?
Didn't somebody send in our group text like a tweet that said that there's a lot more than we even know about right now?
I think that was Rick.
Yeah. No, I think it was Santi.
Oh, no, it was
Santi.
Right.
We're our test. We're like the breeding ground for Santi's tweets. Like whatever he's going to tweet, he sends to the group text, and then we see it on Twitter.
Yep, it was Ray.
That they concluded the investigation. They unveiled more information, but because the finals is going on, they don't want to overshadow that by the the discipline.
Doesn't
maybe,
sound
maybe
good.
If it's 3-0 in the finals, then they come out with that story.
Doesn't sound good. Tom Brady reiterated he is not coming back to play in the NFL. Patrick Kane, no longer a Ranger, but out 4 to 6 months. I don't know if he'll be on any roster.
This is a big-time surgery, the hip resurfacing.
Yep, 4 to 6 months, and played out the last of his $84 million eight-year contract with the Rangers last season. He's a free agent. And Dave, you know who was named to the U.S. Men's National Team CONCACAF Nations League roster?
Oh, Ballarin.
Ballarin Balugan.
Oh, Balugan.
I don't think it's either of those, but yes, I think it's Balogun. But yes, he, Weston McKinney, Christian Pulisic on the roster.
Oh, good, nice. Good for Balugan.
That's not his name.
Ballarin Balugan.
Is that it, RJ? Because that was some of your best work of the week today.
Oh, well, thank you. That is it.
Beautiful.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. You kissed our imaging director not once but twice yesterday, right on the mouth. And that, of course, the great Mike Brouncher, who also is married, by the way.
I kissed him and I liked it. Just a little kiss between friends.
Is that kind of thing is fine?
I guess.
Okay.
I think that state that I was in, I was fine.
Okay. So if that was a woman and you go home and you tell Cass but why? But what's the difference?
What do you mean, but why?
What's the difference?
What do you mean, why? It was a friendly little...
All right, you just say, but it was a friendly kiss between me and her.
I don't think it lands like that.
You tell Cass, I was all banged up.
Ask
your dad, all banged up, and you know, it was a friendly kiss. It was between friends.
Yeah, I don't think that would go over well.
But why?
I think you know why. I think you know exactly why.
I think she'd have an issue with you kissing another woman.
Probably.
Big time.
She's already texting me now. She has an issue that she did want to see you yesterday, but I told her you apparently were busy with fans and stuff. So she.
You know what? Stop that. That is very upsetting.
That's
because
what I said,
I spent the entire afternoon with her father, who I adore, and I wanted to see her, and I felt like I didn't have the opportunity, and I didn't because you stood in the way of that.
Listen, I was just letting her know that you were busy in there. You're doing some stuff, taking pictures, signing jerseys, your special
I know, poorly needs. Signing jerseys. I got you.
Right, Saulpuss, because I'm just looking at another one. It says Saulpuss.
It says Saulpuss.
It says Saulpuss.
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 You know, Saul Good was there yesterday.
Yeah, but apparently Saulpuss was too.
Good. You know what? That's a great name. That might be my stage name. Saulpuss. I like
Ladies
that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Saulpuss.
Put your hands together.
The
you know
styling
me, Saulpuss.
Of Saulpuss.
That's right. That's Saulpuss.
That could all be right, his cat name. When he's the cat. Calls. When he's the cat, it'll be Saulpuss.
There you go. That's my alter ego. That's Saulpuss.
Look at that.
Oh, boy.
Tell me it doesn't look like, like Saulpuss.
I see David H. Rothenberg. I don't know.
Who's the cat now?
It's a good picture of me.
Saulpuss.
Saulpuss. All right, can we get to some calls? Then we have a giveaway, and then we have plays of the week. There's a lot going on. Let's go to, I imagine this is Djibouti Dan. Good morning, Djibouti Dan.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. Shout out to the company. How are you guys?
We're doing really well this morning.
Friday morning. What a day
great.
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Rick hit a ball off me that still hasn't landed yet.
Well, Djibouti Dan, I mean, I got to tell you, if the Mets are looking for some mineral relief help.
They will not call you.
Oh, my God.
I think I could pitch for the Rockies. They seem to let up a lot of home runs.
Yeah, you fit right in.
No, it was really great getting to meet you guys yesterday. It was a great day. Although Rick really was firing some Scud missiles at me at the game, it was a little concerning.
I don't remember.
He has, and that's the concerning thing, is that when you're in a state of like, what do they say, that like alcohol is the great honesty elixir, that you fire off shots like nobody's business.
He told me he hopes my podcast fails.
I said that?
Yes.
I don't think he's going to have to root all that hard, Dan.
Oh, my goodness.
How about Dan sucking up to me yesterday? Please, would you please come on the podcast? I said, no. If you would have asked me first, I would have gladly gone on the podcast, but not now. I'm not a podcast afterthought, Dan.
I don't want you. I like to interview everyone that I idolized growing up, and I want to show the people that I've idolized. And you, Rick, and Raymond, too, and even RJ, are people that I've idolized and people that I would like to have a career like. So I'd like to show you guys from my vantage point and get to get you guys out there and get to talk to you guys. And get
Djibouti Dan, you throw a ball like 50 Cent. Maybe you should interview him.
Dear God.
Dear God is right. All right, Dan, you did have a sports statement you wanted to make. What is that?
So I went to the Yankee game last week and I went to the Mets game. And every time I go to Citi Field, this could be a bias. I feel like the atmosphere at Citi Field just isn't close. And I want Raymond and RJ to chime in on this. I don't think the atmosphere at Citi Field doesn't hold a candle to the atmosphere at Yankee Stadium. The two strike horns, fantastic. The fans are always in it. It's just a different
atmosphere. Well, you're saying the Yankees experience is better than the Mets experience.
Yes. And the ballpark in general is just better.
No. I think you're I will not even jump you, and thanks for the call, Dan, jump you for a take of the experience is better or like the feel is more excited. There's no way the ballpark is Yankee Stadium is a better ballpark than Citi Field. No chance.
I love Citi Field. He might not be wrong. I mean, as far as the rowdiness of the fan or however you want to, the participation of the fan base, whatever, but that Citi Field is awesome.
RJ, what do you think? What's your take on that?
I as a Yankee fan, I'm going to tell you I prefer the feel and like the aura. There's definitely a snootiness to Yankee Stadium. I don't mind it. I've kind of grown up in it. I am the prototypical like 30-something that's only known what they are now, so I'll admit that. But the ease of which you can kind of get in and out of Citi Field, the vantage points are very good. I think it's a I do think it's a better pure visual, optically, a better viewing experience.
The stadium, let's be honest now. Citi Field is a nicer stadium than Yankee Stadium.
And I think I told Dan and all the other guys that asked this yesterday, there's no question that Citi Field looks nicer. It doesn't feel as clustered together. And he's talking about the two strike horn. He means this thing.
which hate that thing.
One of the most, which is one of the most obnoxious sounds in all of sports. I hate that thing.
It's like a whale mating call.
I hate that thing.
So what's worse, that or the Vikings' stupid horn?
The Yankee thing.
I mean, it's not even close.
They're both sounds like cousins. They're both absolutely like terrible.
Carlin's dinner bell.
Oh, my God. Why? You can't help it. Have you ever thought about seeking some kind of a therapy for this? Why are you here to visit me today? Because I can't stop taking shots at people I'm supposedly close with. Why do you do it?
I don't think he wants to have it fixed at this point. It's a part of him. He embraces it. He loves it.
Exactly. He obviously does. I mean, let's recap his last like 24 hours, roughly. I'll leave some things out that I can't remember. He kissed Brouncher twice.
Right.
He told Djibouti Danny, I hope his podcast fails.
Yes.
And then to hit him with a line drive in wiffle ball, he told another listener that whose wife found him attractive, he would give her a call if needed. And, I mean, what else is out there?
I can't be that.
And that's
out.
all you can remember.
I should. Oh,
he made fun of a shooter's physical appearance.
He said he looked like a human greyhound.
Made fun of Cullum.
And this is just an afternoon.
And this is all I can remember. I'm sure the list goes on and on and on. Carlin.
Poor Carlin, who did literally nothing. Not a single thing.
Carlin was just here minding his own business, and boom.
I swear I saw a shooter on an ASPCA commercial.
All right. Raymond.
If you asked the Atlanta Hawks who they would rather play, the Knicks or the Heat, they would say the Atlanta Hawks.
That to me is very funny.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Just about made it to the weekend. DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. You think we're going to have another big event at some point? I know the Beach Bash is going to be a great big stay for the station on June 30th, but like a DNR, there's got to be another event in the works, right?
I would imagine. I mean, the second you walk into that, into Publicans yesterday and you're on the sales team here, it's like, how can we not do this again?
I just hope they don't overdo it, though.
No, listen, I mean, we'll have some say in what we do, I think.
I hope.
I think we should.
That was nice. What a time.
What a time that was. No, seriously. I mean, it perfect timing, too. Thursday. You got to think, though. I mean, it's you know, it's our job, so we have to be there. We'd have to take off work to go do it. All the people that showed up that had to juggle their schedules and take work off to be there for the
You know who
the
I worry
day.
For? The youth of America. You know why?
Why?
I must have talked to at least 8 to 10 people. Well, what do you do? What'd you take off from today? Teacher. Like, you're a teacher? Yeah, but today wasn't really an important day.
It's the end of the school year. It's fine. Everything's done.
Yeah, but how about like regions and finals? Don't they have to prepare the children for that?
Well, let's be honest. If you haven't learned it by now, you're not picking it up.
Really?
It's true.
So you think like a substitute teacher on June 1 is, I don't know.
It's a night before the game. If you don't know the playbook, I can't help you.
Right. And on top of that, I mean, you'd think. I mean, I went through that whole homeschooling during COVID. Like teachers need an occasional day.
Yeah, a day to let some steam off and just enjoy.
Well, they're doing field trips and assemblies and project graduation and all that stuff. They're getting ready for prom. They're good. They're fine.
So you're saying they've mailed it in, Raymond?
At this point, yeah.
Wow. Never would I say that.
Ever.
I have such respect for the teachers.
I'm not talking about the teachers.
Oh, you're saying the kids?
Yes.
Kids have not mailed it in. They have finals coming up. Maybe the seniors.
I think the finals are more or less done at this point, aren't they?
No, today it's June 2nd. What are you talking about?
What do you got, 2-3 weeks maybe?
Well, what do you think they do in the final 2-3 weeks of school?
I don't
remember. Apparently nothing, Ethan.
I don't remember.
Field trips and prom.
I don't remember doing many finals in the month of June.
Okay. All right. Let's move along here. And it's time for the big giveaway trivia time.
Today's All-American Ford Trivia.
We start with Dan and Paramus. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. You ready here for your question? I got it locked and loaded.
I sure hope so.
Okay. Who got the loudest cheer, ovation, inside of Citi Field from our outing yesterday?
Debbie Duhaime.
You're a winner!
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Congratulations. No sound effect? There you go. Some sound effects for Dan.
You just made my Friday. And not only that, but June 30th is my birthday, too.
Oh, that's terrific.
What a
you
day.
Know, remind me of that, Dan, when we see you at the Beach Bash. I'd like to buy you a beer.
Well, I don't drink either, so you can buy me a water. How's that?
Okay, deal. Done. Congratulations. Put him on hold. Okay. I will buy that man a big, tall glass of water.
Yeah, and he'll graffiti all over whatever you'd like him to sign.
Well, you're not going to let this go, are you?
Soul puss.
It's better than your loop.
Oh, my loop is beautiful.
How long did it take you to get that loop down?
I don't know. I just need to focus on the D and the P, I think, were the most important. Because
I think so, too. I'm not a guy that goes after you. I'm not taking shots at you. You have a fine signature.
See this report today from Dove Kleiman?
No.
DeAndre Hopkins is interested in siding with the Texans.
No.
That's what it says.
Why?
Currently gauging multiple teams.
Why would he possibly sign with the Texans?
Maybe he likes it there. He played there.
I get it, but when you can win in other places, you'd go to the Texans?
C.J. Stroud? They could pay him the most money, maybe?
Okay, then that would be it. The only reason he would go there is for the money.
Right. I mean, if you're talking about teams that have legitimately, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, the Giants, and then you end up on
Cleveland,
the Texans.
We've talked about, right?
Cleveland, yeah, Deshaun Watson. They'd be hard-pressed outside of money.
Absolutely zero sense, unless they pay him a boatload of money. I don't even know why they would do that, though.
Young quarterback.
You want to make the young quarterback look good? Maybe. All right, 1-800-919-3776. So right now I offer you, you'll take it, 2 out of 3 for the Mets and the Yankees this weekend for both?
Yeah, I want to see Verlander pitch well tonight.
Right. So Verlander good, Mets win tonight, split the final two, you feel really good at the end of the weekend.
Yep.
Same with the Yankees. I know you have, what do you have, Severino tonight, Cole tomorrow. 2 out of 3?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, 2 out of 3.
I would like to see if I'm a Yankees fan, Garrett Cole stop with the home runs here for a minute.
And Stanton in the lineup tonight, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, think about the names you just got back, man. I mean, this is not just like little pieces to your team you're getting back.
Canely, Donaldson, Stanton. Big names.
Big names, yeah. Big pieces of this team.
All right, let's get right to it. I think it might be everyone's favorite part of the week, and it is plays of the week.
These.
Who's the baby now?
I'm the baby.
I only sit when I pee at home. God bless you.
Are the plays of the week.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, let's begin where we usually do on Monday. That's right, neither of you were here on Monday.
It was a federal holiday, Raymond.
Well, listen, I was here. I was dedicated to the show.
Some give all.
Listen, some give none. You guys gave none, and I was giving all. So it's okay. It's all good.
Clearly, you've stored that all week and then thrown it back on a Friday morning.
That's okay. Well, part of the reason that you weren't available, Dave, is you had some things to do. You were doing some college visits. Not unofficial, but, things happened, like at Princeton.
And this college student at Princeton walks by and says, "Go Birds!" My reaction was, "Your mother."
Highly appropriate.
So mature.
I, what do you want me to tell you? This is who I am.
It gets better. We got Michael Chandler as a guest that very same day, and this happened.
I am a huge Eagles fan as well.
Oh, we got to go.
Yes!
Thank you so much. I hope McGregor chokes you out.
Oh, no. At least you didn't say your mother to him. That's all I can say.
So that's not worse? I hope McGregor, it's the biggest fight of his career. I hope McGregor chokes you out.
I'm all in for Conor McGregor on that fight.
But I'm sure that he's had people say that I've hoped McGregor chokes you out.
You think so?
Maybe not to the extent that Dave did, and certainly not over the extent, "Oh, well, I'm an Eagles fan." You know, again, listen to this.
I am a huge Eagles fan as well.
Oh, we got to go.
Yes!
Thank you so much. I hope McGregor chokes you out.
That's an escalation if I ever heard one.
Yeah, he's not going to win a verbal battle with me.
No, probably not. Not many people can. Wednesday,
quack.
I just wanted to bring that back one more time.
That
so
is
embarrassing.
So upsetting.
You know what's more upsetting? Having computers that don't work or sound like jet engines for certain reasons. I won't get into that.
Do we have the audio of that?
No, we don't.
Oh, too bad.
I'm not trying to bring that back. Thursday. We know what it was all about on Thursday. We started with the show.
We have an attractive crowd. Typically fans of the radio industry.
No, don't say this.
Can tend to be unattractive. Not our crowd.
We got the attractive crowd. Everyone turned out at the beginning of the show. You guys arrived, and there were like 30 company people already there. It was outstanding. Probably more than that. Were people camped out there, or did they have hotels?
No, they had hotels.
They were there at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I heard they got there at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Can't question anyone's dedication. Shirts, food, all we RJ and I arrived to the lot E at Citi Field. Everyone was really enjoying themselves. You guys were fully ensconced. You were in the cornhole. Wiffle ball, Rick taking out his frustrations after the cornhole loss. People telling them, Rick, that their attractive wives want to make out with him. And instead,
it was make out with you?
What was it, Rick?
I don't know. They didn't tell me. They told RJ.
RJ, they said they want to make out with him?
No. You responded.
They said that they found him attractive.
He's an attractive guy.
Well, he had to settle for kissing Brouncher any way you slice it. It's okay, though.
That really is settling.
It's okay. Completely taking over Section 128. I mean, the whole game, it was just everyone there. It can't be overstated, just the way these people bought out an entire section, and then they bought out some of Section 129. It stood for the whole game. Sun was kind of unmerciful at some point.
But
so
they stood for the whole game?
A lot of them did. Well, there was an incident, and I'm sure you had heard about this, that there may have been a mess that didn't get cleaned up. And
why,
so
would,
guys
why
had,
would they stand for the whole game, though?
They did. They were standing in the back of that particular section, you know, where the concessions are.
Yeah.
They were hiding from the sun.
Yeah, you know, good on them.
And as you guys just talked about in the contest, the loudest ovation of the day was Debbie's arrival. Outstanding.
Easily.
Other highlights, for some reason, once and for all, can we explain why there was another quote-unquote TMKS feud, which I hope is finally done now because Don was kind of playing peacemaker yesterday?
I have no idea. I don't even think I mentioned them yesterday on the show.
It's just rehashing the old feud. I don't think it's a new feud.
Oh, they can't get over it? Yeah. I told you. The fact that we're not invited to the wedding is very upsetting.
All right. Last thing we brought back is the autograph discussion.
If I want to make it say Da Raz, I'll make it say Da Raz.
He can make it say Da Raz. He can make it say Soul Puss, whatever you want. Dave, you had comments on Rick's signature.
I got the D. I got Ooh. The P.
That's enough.
The D and the P.
That's all you need. Great weekend, boys.
Really just very questionable people. You're not friends. I'll leave that right there, right now. But you know what? I'm going to close out in a classy way. Thank you all to the event. That was just absolutely wonderful from beginning to end. It's Rule 76.
No excuses playing a champion is DPH or Rothenberg. And
your mother.
I beat you in cornhole.
98.7 ESPN.
I'm the everyman.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.